Hey guys, welcome back for another coffee break episode. So if you've missed our previous coffee breaks, we're just taking a short journey with some of our friends that are also K-pop fans that we can talk about some fun stuff that's a little bit different that we don't get to mention during our regular episodes. Worry not, we will return to our regular format later on this year. But until then, enjoy this coffee break with us. Before we get started with this week's guest, do make sure that you are subscribed and following us on all of our social media accounts. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Look for Patmer Podcast. You'll see our happy faces and our pink logo right there. So we'll go ahead and get started with introducing this week's guest, man, myth, legend. Right, we got with us, started out from an accidental K-pop fan, right, to the man who liked rolling before it was all over the internet, our friend Kevin.
How's it going?
If you guys have been around with us for a while, you could probably notice that this man is familiar because he was with us in our South Korea trip 2018. Yeah, that was him, the third person.
Oh no. How about the name?
So tell us a little bit about you, Kevin. How did you get into K-pop?
Okay. So I've always been a really big music guy. And the main genre of music I listen to is metalcore. I play in a metalcore band. And I've always really been into that. And I'll never forget on Reddit, R Metalcore is my favorite subreddit. And somebody had the most random post where they said, guys, can y'all give me songs to listen to while I'm riding my motorcycle, which is the dumbest, most random thing. And I'm like, I'm going to click this, just see what people say. And somebody posted a link and said, please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. And it was Motorcycle by SNSD, Girls' Generation, whatever you want to call them, which is one of their Japanese songs. And I clicked it and I was like, you know, that Family Guy clip of what is this and how do I make my entire life about this, whatever it is. It was kind of, that was that moment for me where I was like, this is awesome. Like, what is going on here? I think it was just the song. Yeah, it was just the song. It was one of those fan made videos where they take like maybe the teaser pics and they overlay it. And there was a lot going on, but the song was so catchy. I was just really into it. And, so then I really dove headfirst into SNSD, and I wasn't really aware of like the new stuff that was coming out. I just had to catch up on the dozens of you know, music videos and comics that they had up to that point. So I was stuck in there for a long time.
I feel like that's most of us when we got into it. It's kind of finding that black hole, that black hole of K-pop. You know,
find. I remember. I had taken like a short vacation, but from a lot of it, I was like at home, like at my apartment. And I remember I had like this big new TV that I could watch YouTube through. And I was just like binging the videos on this huge screen. It was so like, it was such an overload of dopamine. It was something else.
And how many years later, worse, clearly?
Man, quite a bit.
It's been a while.
Yeah, that might have been 2013, 2014, something like that.
Around our time.
It was a long time ago.
Because that's how kind of how we met. We were in a class together, but I didn't really know you. And then I heard, I think it was Shiny was in the background because you were watching it with somebody else. And then I was like, K-pop fan, where?
yeah, they had come up. There was like I think it might have been a Japanese song where the music video was really
probably
crazy. I was obsessed with it. Like the music video was so visually impressive. I was showing it to somebody. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Which I think is a good way to introduce our topics. You know, the videos, the concept. So speaking of concepts, that is our topic of the day. And, you know, there's many concepts out there in the K-pop world. And let's list a few, guys. Come on. Like schoolboy concepts. Yeah.
Gotta go with the suits.
Super Junior, just putting it out there.
space
fantasy, vampires. Isn't there like a summer concept? The summer-esque thing.
Yeah,
summer's a big one, right? And I feel like you can associate them with certain groups too.
Yeah, no, like everyone's always aiming. I mean, girl groups always want to be the queen of summer. I don't know if Summer King is a really thing, but yeah.
I don't know. I feel like not necessarily, but I know that there's certain groups that in the past few years have released music that have been, it's like the summer song, not necessarily them as a group, you know?
Yeah. True. But yeah, I mean, they do say it's like hot girl summer for a reason, though.
Right? It's definitely a big deal. Like, as a WJSN fan, I remember the year that they just got all the awards, and it was like a big thing. They finally did a true summer concept. Man, these words are hard. They finally did a true summer concept, and they raked, and it was really cool.
Yeah, I just think of summer. I'm sorry, even though they're no longer with us. That sounds weird. Sistar. I just time you would say summer, I would just think of them. It was their time, honestly. They missed.
No, sure. They were, that was their thing, 100%.
So, I'm not gonna lie, every time you guys keep saying summer, I'm just like,
no, I know.
Yes, me.
Yes.
So, what concepts do you think are super vital for K-pop? Like, every group has to go through that phase.
We talked about the school thing. It's just obviously it's what you're hitting
at. It's like rite of passage type of concept, really, I guess.
Which I think that's kind of why I wanted to bring up Weekly. They're a very new group. They're the tallest girl group ever. And their debut and their first comeback were both school concept. Like their debut, they had like desks as props. And it was like, are you kidding me? And then the second one was like, they just doubled down, and then their second comeback was called After School, and it was like dating thing, and that like broke them from the, because they, once they got through that, they were done and they weren't doing school concepts anymore. I've always thought that was genius.
That is super cool.
Yeah, that's cool. They did two, then they did After School, and then they broke away, and now they just do normal concepts. Pretty cool.
That's so symbolic. That's pretty, I love it.
Unique.
Yeah.
So do you know when they debuted?
It was last summer. It was maybe July. It might have been July of last year. And they were one of those groups where it's like they crushed, and so they can't, their first comeback was pretty soon after that. And then maybe there was a little bit of a wait. But yeah, no. I mean, I thought that was a crazy thing. And we'll get into it. Spoiler, but our other topic, I think I'll talk a little bit about that third comeback as well. I think there's a lot of notable characteristics as someone who's pays too much attention to.
I mean, this is why we're talking about concepts. I want to hear your thoughts on just what you think about them. Because, I mean, for me, like, as a K-pop fan, like, yes, I appreciate the concepts. I like the visuals. I like the production value. But I don't know. I feel like I've never really paid attention to just the patterns or, you know, individually each group, like how they like have that evolution. And until now, I'm like, okay, it is a rite of passage for guys and girls to do the school concept. And then you have the whole mature concept or like the bad boy, bad girl concept.
Which, when it's one of your absolute favorite groups, you'll kind of look and you'll look at other groups, go, oh, why can't this group that I love do something like that? You have to wait. And we always, a lot of people who are listening to this probably don't care, but I'm a really big fan of WJSN, their first comeback. I was like all about it. And through all the highs and lows, I mean, Secret was what made them relevant. It's what introduced me to them. And then they had a school concept immediately after that. And I was so frustrated. And it took a long time for them to do like a actual, like legit mature type concept. That was really, so it was very frustrating, but it was rewarding. So you look at all these other groups, like, why can't they do something like that? And you see how far they've come.
Yeah.
And like everything that they did in like this year in 2021, if you had showed me back then in 2016, my mind would have been blown. I mean, it really, so it's, you just wait, and you know, it seems like every group will hit everything.
Yeah. And it's kind of became, it's like natural pattern evolution. Everyone kind of does that for the most part, even though, do you think age has to do with it? I know some like, I know, you know, as you age, you get older, right? But, you know, some people, some like K-pop idols are already older and they probably feel ridiculous doing all this, but, or do you think it has to do more in lines of just the age of the group? Because I'm thinking.
It used to be, and this is kind of where my hot take lies.
Okay.
So it used to always be that way, where it's like you had to be a certain way. And maybe a good example off the top of my head is, you know, A-Pink. Everyone knew them for Mr. Chu, you know? Mm-hmm. Mr. Chu. Dun, dun, dun. And mm-hmm. that was like, they were stuck in that mold forever. And then they had, they started having comebacks in the last 3 years that mm-hmm. were just like these really cool, mature, like artistic concepts. And they reinvented themselves and no one thought they could ever do that, which that was an age thing. And once they were older, they got these core concepts. But now there's been this weird shift in the industry where, like, this is my hot take again. Like, you know who Everglow is?
Yes.
They debuted them and they're like, we're going to give you these like cool, like R&B kind of like aggressive things. And I look at that and I kind of go, I don't know if this totally fits. Like, you know, it feels really forced to me, which also, I mean, the songs are good.
And to add to that, just the thought, I'm like, also I think it has to do with like, who manages them too. Cause let's say, like, for instance, like first thing that came to my mind, I'm like YG immediately off the bat, they're a bit more mature or cooler concept. So I'm like, I think that also has influence, but I feel like more, it's more on the exception side, right? Like not everyone is under like being managed under someone like that or like an organization like that. So, but it plays into it, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Well, and I was even thinking, like, I don't know about you guys, but do you think that, you know, how they always say when certain actors get certain roles, they get like typecasted, right? Yeah. So like if you're on like a sitcom, they're always going to think like, oh, you're like the funny guy actor or you're like the superhero guy actor. And then they can't take you seriously as like a romantic lead type.
Maybe that happened to Sistar.
You're kind of the same with like concepts.
Yeah. And I think that happened to Sistar. I think that's what happened. They became the summer group and that was it. It was like, if they tried to do anything else, they might as well disband. Yeah.
I know. And it's unfortunate because they were really good. Yeah. And I feel like I knew them as like a summer group, but then I saw like variety shows, like singing shows. And that's kind of how I learned to appreciate them as like vocalists and like musicians and not the summer group. And mm-hmm. it sucks that they have to do that and eventually disband to, you know, go and pursue what they all want to do individually. But it's true. I do agree with that. Some people do get typecasted into, you know, that thing that made them popular, I guess. That concept that kind of, you know, put them in the spotlight is kind of, okay, this worked. Let's keep doing it. Maybe it's not the group itself, obviously, but the management company is like, okay, we just keep pushing that. That's what's making us money, or that's what's putting them in the spotlight. Which, it sucks.
I don't know how much and maybe kind of a different topic, but I don't know how much variety y'all watch, but I've always thought it was interesting. Mm. They'll ask groups, you know, what do you want to do? What would you like to do? And, you know, they'll say something, you know, we want to wear suits one day. We want to do suits. So I think for girls, that's become a really big thing. There's even one of those, I guess, Mnet kind of series on YouTube where it's like they do whatever the song they're promoting right now, but wearing suits, because it's such every girl group wants to wear suits now. It's really in vogue. And again, I'm going to keep saying WJSN. I'm sorry. I just know them better than any other group. And that was like, they had members that would clamor on their shows. They'd go, we want to wear suits one day. We want to wear suits one day. So when they finally did, as a longtime fan, it was really rewarding. It was like, it took forever to get there. We got through the school concepts and all these crazy things, but eventually it was there.
I don't know. This might be off topic, but it kind of reminds me of how some people, you know, want to do solo work, but they have to put in the years in the group before they can. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of the same way with concepts. I feel it's like, okay, you have to do these things first before you can do concepts that are more mature, more cool, or more popular, or even then maybe concepts they, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if you guys have looked into it, how much they are involved in the kind of choosing or, you know, deciding what they can do for their music. I guess it just depends too on where they are in their career, who they're being managed under, and right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely depend.
Well, and I would think too, when you're like a new idol too, it's just mm-hmm. like you finally met the dream of like debuting, that you're not going to want to do anything that's going to potentially like, you know, cause like a bump in the road to continue that path.
And even
then, I guess, like if your company tells you like you're gonna have to do blah blah blah, you're gonna roll with it for quite some time.
And aren't you kind of and sort in a way like in a debt to them too? Like you have to meet that net before you can make money and do that, right? So yeah. I feel like you're kind of under their not power, but you know you kind of need to be at a point where you can break even. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll do what's on trend or in demand to make that money back. So you can get that freedom.
So Speaking of trends, what do you guys think is popular now? I feel like this is a very difficult question for me and Summer to answer since we're kind of coming back into the K-pop scene. But you, Kevin, have you seen anything that you think is super popular or overdone or not done enough or currently?
I think you see lots of waves year by year between mm-hmm. like, there's always this kind of back and forth between like sexy and cute. And I think we're kind of weirdly in like for a lot of groups, I think we're kind of in this cute wave where it's like companies decide that's the mass appeal. That's what we're going to do. And that's always, it's an interesting thing. Like I watched the Japanese versions of Produce 101, Twang 2020. And that was a big thing where you would have people coming out and there was girls who had been in, girl groups in Korea. And one of them literally said, like, I love doing these sexy concepts. And when I go out on a stage and I'm competing against a cute one, I feel like I can't win. And it is because of the mass appeal.
Yes.
Of that kind of thing.
If I'm being completely candid with you guys, it took me so long for me to even be okay with seeing the cute concept. Like, oh God. I personally thought it was so annoying, and now it's just so catchy, and not just like concept wise but musically too, but it was so over. I was like, that's so much. But now that you know I've been in this world for a while, I see why the appeal is there, and I appreciate it now.
Yeah, to me it's an
energy. Both on you.
Yeah, to me it's an energy thing. It's like,
yeah,
it has when it comes to music, if it has energy, I'm for it.
And you are a very energetic person.
Yeah. that's kind of where it goes.
I would call you the vitamin of a group. Whatever group you're in, you're the vitamin.
Yeah, my band considers me kind of that.
The vitamin.
So I gotta ask out of curiosity, how do you guys feel about the like music videos that are say just a concept, like a retro, sexy, cute, just out there regular music video versus the ones that are like story.
I mean, I think that's one thing that K-pop does so cool, and I think it's really attracted a lot of international fans, is there's so much good retro stuff, especially like 80s. There's so much good like retro 80s, and then there's a lot of disco type stuff.
Yeah. Thinking.
Like, I mean,
you got like examples that you love?
We see big ones are, I mean, DIA did like a roller disco song. I can't remember, but it was awesome. No one cares about DIA. They're going to disband. What are some big ones? Like, I don't know. I feel like SNSD has a history of doing
that. Oh, yeah. So the first thing that came into my mind was NCTU's 90s Love.
Yes.
That one was so cool.
There's a 90s song out right now by another group too. Secret Number.
Ooh.
It's like a 90s dance song.
Do we
Wonder
see
Girls,
that?
So I was thinking of Wonder Girls.
Wonder Girls,
they had a whole album that was all 80s retro.
Yes.
It was insane. I mean, like the music videos were unbelievable. They like made them grainy. Like, I mean, that was like the most masterful retro of all time. Like,
it's a whole album.
Iconic.
Yeah. Like it was like, what are these songs? Oh, Why So Lonely was like a reggae song. And then I Feel You was crazy. They had like the heels and like the 80s cut and like the the headless guitars, like everything. I mean, that's one of the most insane ethereal videos I've ever seen.
Oh, man. How do you guys feel about concepts that incorporate like music from other regions? Like the whole feel and Latin feel from like Card or like a Super Junior.
Big fan.
You're like, yeah. Cool.
I'm a sucker for those. Anytime there's like a Latin like beat or something, mm-hmm. I'm all about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I feel like, I mean, it's smart. It's an interesting concept, but also the appeal to those countries is like super interesting. And then mm-hmm. they end up doing collaborations with, you know, artists from those regions too. And it just kind of adds on and it's, I don't know, as a person that obviously is from there, like, I'm like, I appreciate it even more.
Yeah.
I feel like you're thinking of Super Junior and Drake and you're like cheesing hard.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, I laughed the first time because I was like, what is going on? And then, then you have a mixture of like Latin. I mean, this is a cover technically, but like Super Junior did that cover of Luis Miguel. Oh, forget the name of the song.
Oh, you used to make me watch that. Yeah.
Yes. And it kind of mixes in with like, cause it looks old. It looks of it like the 90s. Yeah. I'm like, that's so insane. Like that to me, that was just pure fan service, honestly. But
which all this stuff we're talking about to me, like it's so much of like what makes K-pop so cool. It's like no other genre of music does stuff like this, or at least not very consistently.
I know. And that's another thing I kind of wanted to ask. I'm like, the difference between like, you know, what the K-pop, you know, world does for us with all these concepts and just like kind of the Western music, very different. I feel like the concepts, yes, they exist obviously in music videos and all that, but it's not as profound and not as important as like in the K-pop world. That's mm-hmm. insane. Maybe do you think it is because there's so many groups out there? It's a competition, let's be real. Oh, that exactly. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. You're trying to stand out. And when you're trying to stand out, you have to do more extreme concepts. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because that's kind of what I think it is too. I'm like, it has to be the fact that there's just so many people out there that, you know, are trying to make it big. And that's why you kind of have to do all these crazy concepts, mixing concepts together or kind of sticking with one, as we were saying.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what I was just thinking about too is I was kind of thinking like when you see more like Western music mm-hmm. videos, like American videos, it's normally the whole like, it's just like a storyline.
Yeah.
Right. It's not, you don't even always have like the artist as the focal point of the video, but then it's like they have a dance break in their video or the video is just them. Everyone's always like, oh, this is so different. Look at them. They're dancing or they're doing this or they're doing that. But then it's kind of the opposite in K-pop, isn't it? It's like when you have a storyline, it's like, oh, look at these guys. Look at these girls. They're gonna give us a whole movie with their song. And it's like, whoa. No, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, because we're used to the performance. We're used to seeing them do it. It's true. It's the opposite for sure.
Man, there's so many. I wish we should have made a list of like all the... Gosh, that could be another episode of just
because I have another one, girl crushes. We have the holiday thing going on. We have sports.
Yeah.
Because speaking of holidays, it is the holiday season. The best
Christmas comeback ever, and they just disbanded.
I just think of holidays. I think of Christmas, and I'm sorry. I think of EXO. Like straight out, Miracles in December is the greatest song to listen to during like Christmas season. Or maybe I'm just like, oh, it's such a sad song.
It's very nostalgic for me too. It's
beautiful, I think, because
like when you and I lived together mm-hmm. in college, I feel like we always listened to it.
Yeah,
right. Like it wasn't like a, you know how some families or friends, they have like their Christmas or holiday traditions. Like I felt like it was our tradition. Put up a tree, we listened to Miracles in December, and then you guys like sang to it in Spanish.
Oh yeah. We did say the story in one of our past episodes about how there's a Spanish cover. There's this popular group on YouTube that does covers for English like artists and Korean artists, just artists from many regions, and they translate them into Spanish, and they did Miracles in December. And our friend and I, we really tried to learn it and sing to it. And we tried to teach Summer, and we just couldn't get past the first line because we were just laughing the whole time.
It did not go well.
But yeah, there's a whole world.
It was a thing. It was our thing.
There's a whole world when it comes to like holiday albums and just like
concerts. Well, and we just had Halloween pass as we're recording this.
It's true.
That one TT, which is like a Halloween music video. That was so cool.
That's true.
I actually really just liked it at the time, but it grew on me big time. It took maybe a couple of weeks to grow on me. Yeah. But I was like, that's pretty cool and catchy. But the music video is fascinating. They all were in different costumes. And it was really cool.
Yeah.
There was trick-or-treaters. You should watch it. If you haven't, have you seen that music video? It's yes. really worth watching.
It's been a while. Yes, but yeah.
It's been a long time, but yes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I know what you're talking about.
I'm not the biggest Twice guy by any stretch, but I admit when I think they're really doing something. We talked about Cute, so we have to, y'all might not know a ton about them, but pour one out. Lovely is like, are to me the greatest Cute concept group of all time, disbanded this week.
I saw that. Yeah. Okay, so since I
remember showing you, I forced you to watch their video years ago. It was Candy, Jelly, Love, and Achu, and you were just like, because it was Woolamint and you liked, was it Infinite? You were, were kind of able to appreciate like the music, even though you were so anti-Cute at the time, because the songs were so well made.
I remember, thinking about Cute Concepts, I know I've mentioned in the past that I wasn't the biggest fan of Cute Concepts. I tolerate them now, and I kind of like some of them, but you know, I feel like we all have our preferences, and that's okay.
I don't like it if it's like forced.
Yes.
Sometimes it seems like unnatural.
Even them, like, they're actors to an extent, right? They're entertainers, but at the same time, it's like you can sometimes tell that they're not comfortable doing what they're doing. Oh, yeah. And for me, I feel like some of them, I don't know, it's unnatural for me to be like, oh yeah, all Cute. And I feel like that must be the case for some of them. And that's one of the concepts that me personally, I can't.
I know.
I tolerate it a little bit more, but.
Yeah. Let me do another, sorry. I'm going to keep doing this, but another quick WJSN rant. One thing I know I had shown you before is when they debuted, they had two music videos very close together that were on the same, debut mini. They had Mo 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 and they had Catch Me. Mm-hmm. And one was like a way overly Cute song. The other one was like a banger, and the sets looked almost identical.
Yeah.
That was like a cool little thing where they showed, oh, we can do both. And then they basically never did the harder thing again for years. It was very disappointing. But and then Xy is like a really good rapper. She was on Unpretty Rap Star. So that was like a thing where people know, like, this group has this like former reality group, like really hardcore, legitimate rapper. And she's having to be forced to do these concepts that really don't fit her at all. It was a big thing. Yeah. Like, there was even a clip of her when they finished up the school concept they did where she was sad. Like, she was just like, I never want to do this again. This is too much for me. Like, I can't. And I mean, it's just interesting when you know what the personality and talents of the person is and how it's just being boxed up.
And I feel like that's another reason why some of them just leave after a certain amount of time. They're like, I can't keep doing this. I want to do what I like to do. Some of them wait patiently until, hey, they can do solo stuff like through their company. Some are just like, nah, peace. And I get it. Cause as I mentioned, not into the Cute. The other concept, or not even concept, it's complicated, that I feel like me personally, I'm just like, I don't have the patience to the concepts that kind of are overarching like multiple videos, and then you don't really understand what's going on, especially if you're a new fan, and then you have to look into it, and there's like meaning behind meaning behind meaning, and then it's like, if you haven't watched this tiny video that's not even a music video, you're not going to understand the music video. I understand what they're doing, and it's super cool for fans. Like, I get it. But for me, it's like, it's not my cup of tea. I'm just like, I just want to see a music video that's cool, that hopefully matches the song. If it doesn't, it's okay. But just something I can enjoy in 3 to 5 minutes and be done with it. That's just me,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. I was going to say, I can feel it. Like, I don't know if it's something like, I remember, what was it, like 2016, I think, was when VIX did the whole like Conception trilogy or whatever, mm-hmm. and everything kind of tied together.
That's for me, what I was like thinking of. Yeah, I'm like,
that's like my max level of like things being entwined that I feel like I was cool with, because it's like you could see how they were relating yeah. to each other, but I didn't have to go like read something on the internet where someone was explaining all the details to me. If I gotta go research it, I feel like I'm just like, no, I'm not gonna do it. And then I feel like I'm not gonna enjoy the video as much.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, as a like a multi-fandom fan, it's kind of hard to have that energy to focus myself on one group to know everything of the everything. And if you are that person, my respects, you do you, boo. But like me, I'm just like, oh, I don't have time for this. But even if the song's good, I'll like the song. But I do like videos. I like to see the concepts. I like to see that production value. But when I'm confused, I don't think I can appreciate it as much. But that's just me. That's one of a, not necessarily a concept, but more like an idea. I don't know how that would, what that would be under, but that's something that I just, it's hard for me to follow. But aside from that, I think I'm pretty open to anything, honestly.
For me, I don't like when a concept is overly serious. Like, it's become pretty common for like these girl groups to have like these, when they perform on the shows, they'll have like an intro, and it's yeah. like they're just trying to be all like straight face like this. I'm like, oh, this, stop, this is, it's stupid. You're on a stage dancing around, stop trying to act like you're, I don't know, doing something serious. This is, there's nothing serious about this. So when something is over, you're trying to yeah. sound something overly serious, I just can't buy it. It's too much.
Is that yeah. it? Or are you very open to anything else? Because that's not very specific. That's pretty
yeah, well, I guess yeah. I could give you like an example. Like there's a group called Purple Kiss, and their mm-hmm. debut was, you're going to hate this, it's called Ponzona, but it's Ponzona. They just said it wrong. Like Poison in Spanish.
Oh,
oh, it's so cringe. But that whole concept was like, if you watch it, it's just taking itself so seriously. It's like, you are a debuting girl group. What are you even doing here? Like, and a couple of the members wrote it. And then their first comeback was like really fun. It was kind of a Halloween thing. It was a little early. I think it was maybe the end of September. It's called Zombie. And that was like really fun. So when that happened, it was like, okay, thank you for not taking yourself.
yeah.
Your debut was just, I just thought it was ridiculous. Please never do anything like that ever again. Like, you know? So that's kind of like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like,
yeah.
I think VIX has been guilty of this a couple of times, where they have these really, really overly serious. Like, I think what was it? Like Shangri-La, or however you say that word. Was too serious, like trying to, I can't buy it, you know. You need to be having some fun. Can't be straight facing me the whole time.
What about you, Summer?
You just reminded me, Kevin, of one that it didn't even occur to me until you mentioned debuts. I think I mentioned it like in one of our reaction videos. I understand the point of it, but I'm not the biggest fan of the debuts that like focus so much on like the members, where it's like, this is this member and I'm gonna like flash their name screen like 17 times throughout the music video so that you know that it's their name, and it, or I'll have like headshots with like their name. And it's like, I get if it's like a school concept, you know, you might have like the whole kind of like yearbook-esque type photos with their name, but I feel like a lot of groups are guilty of just having like a random concept and then having to kind of like pull that in so that they can show you their members' names like an additional time so you can learn them. I understand the point of it, but to me, that's always just kind of like cringe. Like, I'm just like, watch their videos and fall down the rabbit hole like the rest of us to learn their names.
But do you think that that's a little bit outdated though? I haven't seen debuts of people, so
the one I can remember, it wasn't a debut, but I mean, in some ways it was Momoland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom Boom or whatever it was. That like what they show like you're watching the names are just shifting on the screen the entire video. So that's
I thought that was kind of cute though.
Yeah. But it was cool because they didn't like an infomercial type thing. I thought
I guess that's why. That makes sense.
Yeah.
No, because I'm like
creative with it.
We have seen a couple of debut summer in our other episodes, and I don't know. I feel like when we happen to see those types, it was like not as recent, right? I think that's more of an old practice.
I still think it's weird.
It is pretty weird, but I think, I don't know.
Maybe that's why it's an old practice.
Maybe.
Well, I was gonna say maybe that's why. Maybe I have a popular opinion. Maybe that's why it's kind of like faded out because people like,
maybe
get with the years, y'all.
Anything else that kind of find a little bit off-putting? I know you're up there with me. I just think
anything that's
you.
Too like over the top.
Honestly, yeah. it's like too much of anything. Like, yeah, too much of everything obviously is bad. So maybe that's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the cute stuff grew on me.
Yeah.
But I feel like I like the stuff that's cute that's not like overly cute. Like it doesn't feel unnatural or like forced. I feel like anything that feels unnatural or forced, like any concept, I'm probably not going to be the big fan of.
That's true.
Yeah, completely. Which again, I mean, that's one thing I talked about earlier. Like everyone's really high in Everglow. And I watch every time I watch one of their music videos, I'm just like, this concept doesn't fit any of these girls. Like they are trying so hard to sell me something I don't think they even have. Like what is going on? You know, like people might, that's a hot take. It might upset people, but I just think that like, it's like their company was like, we just want to produce these massive big beat, just bangers of songs. And this is what we have to do it with. And it just doesn't work.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Like Blackpink can pull that off. Blackpink, they have like kind of the natural like swag, and I don't know, but like it doesn't work for every group.
Their aura is very for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something?
Yeah,
you
I think
can
for
learn?
Me, I think now that I'm the like swagger.
Yeah. Probably, right?
Yeah. Probably that's to like a degree.
That's another question off topic. I just like I wonder. And where can I go learn it?
That's kind of like what I was about to like say of what I was kind of thinking was now that I'm thinking about it, I think for me, it's less of like the concept itself and just like how well it fits the group. So I guess like, I'm sure to a degree you can learn to have the whole like cool girl, like swagger feel that say like Blackpink has. Yeah. But I feel like if it's not natural feeling, I feel like it's gonna kind of not gel well probably with the rest of like the production, the song and whatnot, that I feel like I would dislike that. Like I feel like if it's a song, a concept, or that feels like forced or that's not really like fitting for the group, I think that's probably what I dislike the most.
So many things we've talked about here is like there's a lot, you know, there might be maybe not a lot of people, but some people who would look at Twice and go, it's not really my thing. Mm-hmm. And JYP being the genius that he is came out with ITZY, which is like, you know, well, here's the super cool thing. And to go along with the cute, pretty thing, you know, it's like, well, you're going to like one of these things and you're going to, you know, I'm going to take your money.
I mean, that guy is the king of concepts. I mean, look what he did with 2PM. Just straight up. Manly men, the beast here.
Yeah. 2PM is the first boy group that ever come in.
And that's another kind of thing I was thinking. I'm like, also I think it depends on the size of the group. I feel like Blackpink is 4 people. Easier to kind of, you know.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm trying to say? If there's a concept, they can have more time to, you know, kind of focus on how they're gonna go about doing it. Whereas if it's like 10 members and it's kind of hard to have 10 people be on board and feel comfortable, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And also I think it depends on the personalities. Like I don't know why B2B came to mind. They're all dorks. You can tell they have great chemistry. They're pretty similar in who they are as people, and as a unit, like they're super great. And I feel like there's other groups that you can tell there's like an off member or two that they're like not feeling it, and you can see that through like the music video, through their interactions, the concepts and all that. So I think the size and the dynamics within the groups also play into it, I think, and how it's...
Yeah, and I think there's a reason why in so many of those shows, the host will ask, you know, which member fit the concept the best? Yeah. Now that's a common question for that reason. Yeah. That's fun to see this.
For sure. So now that we talked about concepts, what are some groups that you recommend us check out?
Y'all need to check out Weekly. I really do think they're like I'm probably not the biggest fan of like the current generation, but that group, like they really have something. Like I saw their debut stage was on my YouTube. I'm tapping a pencil. I'm killing your audio. I think After School, what I talked about, that's a really good song. Okay. Grew up. It's an interesting, it's like, it's the first, technically the first like female skate concept, which there's been skate concepts, but like, I thought it was kind of a very specific different thing, but I think that's worth checking out. Weekly, it's with three E's. That group is so good. They have so many amazing singers. They're the tallest girl group of all time. I ever tell you, like, it's crazy. Like, you see them, you're like, what is going on here? Like, they're clearly very talented. I think Honest Nine is one of those groups.
Honest Nine?
Came from one of those rigged TV shows, but I don't care. They're awesome. And they had a really cool music video, and like the live choreo is the most on point of anything I've ever seen, called Talk and Talk.
Okay. And
I think that's really worth checking out. I'd love to see y'all react to that music video. I think it's very cool. Man, coolest debut ever. I was obsessed with it. Was there's a group called Hot Issue. They had a song called Ra-Ta-Ta. Uh-huh. Which they're doing a comeback right now, which is fine. But their debut, my favorite song of 2021, Ra-Ta-Ta by Hot Issue. Yeah.
It's not even the end, and you already said that's your favorite. Take notes.
We're close. I'm pretty good. Yeah, I'm pretty good at kind of figuring that out. But that's a super unknown group. So,
hey, you never know. The whole rolling thing might happen again.
Yeah. <It'll come laughs> I know a banger when I see one. Another song that was really good. Sorry, let's do this. Oh, y'all need to know about this. I might have texted you this. There is a group called Stacy, STAYC. And what they are is it's the two guys that made all of Twice's biggest hits, said, screw this, we're making our own girl group. So like their debut song was unbelievable. Like it was, that's like my second favorite song of the year. Oh, it's called So Bad. But think about that. I mean, you're talking about the guys who write the Twice hits made their own girl group, and it's like it's a pretty good group, I guess. But the songs are so good, especially that debut song, So Bad. So yeah,
it's actually so good.
I just give you three, huh?
Yeah. No, we'll definitely have to.
So Bad and After School.
We'll have to check them out for sure.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, Kevin. You gave us so many good suggestions to look forward to and to definitely add onto our regular reaction videos. Before we go, any final thoughts, suggestions, or anything you want to throw out there?
Honestly, no. I think I've already said too much.
Well, we've definitely enjoyed it, and I'm sure everyone that's listening has enjoyed it. I mean, you got great energy and you got great things that you said for people to definitely look into and to think about. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely enjoy having you on again. And thank you so much for joining us. And for everybody out there, look forward to our next episode. And like I said at the beginning, make sure you're following us so that you can get those updates, because we will be posting more of these coffee breaks in addition to our regular episodes. So do make sure that you are following, liking, subscribing, and, you know, feel free to comment to give us some ideas for future episodes. And we'll see y'all later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.